things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Books down, chalk up. It's the ultimate college climbing showdown at Blockhaven. Clemson, Furman, Brevard, and Anderson University are taking to the walls for glory, pizza, and a sweet-looking shirt. Rep your school at the College Brawl at Blockhaven on Friday, September 19th. Register online by September 16th, bragging rights included. Go to blockhaven.com/collegebrawl to enter. That's blochaven.com/collegebrawl. See you there.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones? 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones.
Hour number three, Out of Bounds. We are live with Making My Mark at the Hamilton Career and Technology Center inside the Considerate Cafe, where Wave 2 has come through. There are a lot of students in here right now eating food that we can test is phenomenal. You had a couple tacos in there.
It's really good. I mean, really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just awesome. I don't even know what to say about it. Really good. I don't know what I expected, but it was very good.
It was better than the national chain that's known for this. I mean, it was.
Great. That's really was. That's a great way to say it, because I agree 100%. Hey, I want to tell you about our friends at Underdog. You know, a couple things. We got a Thursday night NFL game, and this is a great opportunity to get in with Underdog. Like these are the ones where you don't have the whole slate where you have to really like parse every game. You have one matchup, just one. So I'm just going to give you a couple of thoughts that I have related to this game. Jaden Daniels last week rushed for 68 yards. His rushing yards this week is 46.5 against the Green Bay defense. I think Green Bay, they were very good against Detroit. I think a letdown spot for Green Bay, honestly, defensively. Give me higher than 46.5 rushing yards for Jaden Daniels. If you're scared of that number, higher than 8.5 rush attempts also works. And if I'm going to be honest, I think Jordan Love is going to rush for a bunch of yards. But I feel better about Josh Jacobs scoring a touchdown. So give me a Josh Jacobs 0.5 rushing and receiving touchdowns. Give me higher on that one. And then if you want to go lower, if you're like, well, Quag, this is way too positive, you need to be fading some people. Jaden Reed has been on the injury report. His receiving yards number is 38.5. Now, he's been over that three times in a row, but just barely. If you look at his rushing plus receiving, it's 43.5. I would say go lower than 43.5 if you're feeling frisky and you want to fade somebody. I feel good about that. I think Reed's going to have a couple catches, but I don't think he's going to be heavily involved this week. Those are my thoughts on Underdog tonight, and you can get involved with Underdog as well. Sign up using our promo code when you download the app, OOB, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18-plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. I like it. I live for it now.
Disclosure Dave right there.
Disclosure Dave. Oh, my gosh.
It's fantastic.
Hey, I'm going to give you a couple from the college game tonight.
Makes me smile. What you got?
Demond Claiborne.
Yes.
What do you think would be a good, like, you're like, okay, this is as high as I would go, higher than his rushing total against NC State tonight?
Can I just tell you how many yards I think he's going to rush
for? Yeah.
You're confusing my brain.
Okay, yeah. How many yards do you think he's going to rush for?
I think he's going to go for a buck 20.
Okay. 85.5?
Yeah, I'm taking that.
Are you kidding? He's going to run it 30 times, isn't he?
I'm taking that.
3 yards a carry, the guy gets there. Why would Robbie Ashford do anything? So that's one for tonight. I'll give you another one for tonight. You can pair with that. You like C.J. Bailey?
I do like C.J. Bailey.
Really like C.J. Bailey. Last week, C.J. Bailey, 200 passing, 44 rushing. I can get higher than 269.5 passing plus rushing yards. I can do that.
A little combo deal. I like that. I would like that number.
You can also get 25.5 rush yards against a pass rush that is pretty eh. So if he runs it like 7 times, he's probably going to get there.
I like that number.
I don't know about passing yards. I still need to see a little more consistency with the passing game. They do like to just sort of run the ball, muddle around offensively some, but I think there's some fertile soil tonight in this game between NC State and Wake Forest.
I can't prove this. Completely unscientific. I think quarterbacks like running better on turf fields.
I agree.
They don't have to worry about footing. Running backs are always – they're used to either way. I don't know why I said that, but I just think about that. I think of Wake Forest as a fast track there.
Yeah. I agree with that. I didn't think about that, but I think that's good. Text from 864 says, Quark, please don't refer to LSU Stadium as Death Valley. All right, let me say this. This is my most controversial take 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to say it again, and I mean this respectfully. For millennia, I said this a couple weeks ago. For millennia, we have been conquering places and then naming them ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We have done that for millennia. It happened in Europe. It happened in Africa. It happened in Asia. It happened in every continent. It happened in America. We conquer a place. We say, this is ours. We are going to call it what we're going to call it. Ben, I think because LSU came into Clemson and they beat Clemson, the only time that either team has played in the stadium, I think they get the rights to Death Valley for a year.
I think both continue to call it Death Valley like you always have, and you don't worry about it.
I think that's probably
like
fair.
Just like your LSU Tigers, Auburn Tigers, Clemson Tigers, Missouri Tigers. You know, you don't have the market cornered on a word.
That's true.
Or a name.
Like all in.
Get over it.
My God, 30 teams are all in this year. Best, 130 teams are all
best
in.
Best is the standard. Nationwide, man.
The standard is the new one.
I know.
That everybody says the standard is the standard, which doesn't actually mean anything. That doesn't actually – what is that? That's the most coach speak thing ever.
Yeah.
The standard is the standard. I got no idea. That's circular life. That's do like you know saying how, the word in the definition.
I mean, do you know how many world's best coffees there are?
Well, Ben, they're all tied for first. I mean, what do you want to do? They're all tied for first.
I mean, everybody's world's best coffee.
World's best chicken taco is right here at the Considerate Cafe. I know that because it's tied for first with some of the other best chicken tacos I've had.
I think we've got two world's best dads coffee mugs at work from different kids.
That's
different
right.
Families.
And you know what? All right. They're tied. We don't break ties in life.
Look, I don't care. Death Valley. Death Valley. Man. Death Valley. Whatever you want to. I don't care.
That's funny.
Be you.
That's funny. I love it. Hey, Brian. Brian said to take.
So don't tell him. So that's actually why I said that. Elf said, world's best coffee. Congratulations.
Yeah,
you did it.
I thought you might have been going there. I really thought you might have been going. That's excellent. That's very well done. Early Christmas reference from Ben Milstead. Well played. Florida LSU. Did anybody in our contest take Florida? Anybody taking the points?
Yes, we have. Quark, we have a lone wolf.
Oh.
Let me tell you this. Top to bottom, we have 3 ties in the contest this week.
Yikes.
We haven't had that in a long time.
No, we haven't.
And we have 4 7-5s. That's more like it should be. And
yes.
Then the others are our outliers for sure. I mean, they're extremes. None more than LSU 11, Florida 1. Who do you think the one is? If you had to guess.
LSU, Florida. Let's see. Who has a vendetta against LSU? I'm going to say – you know what? I'm going to say Ramona.
That's a great guess because Ramona loves Florida.
She does.
That's her other team. I think because her brother or somebody liked Florida. No, even Ramona is smart enough.
Oh, man.
despite her allegiance to Florida is what I should have said.
Yes.
Ramona was smart enough not to take Florida. It was Wild Wheel. Wild Will Clanton.
Old Bill Hickok over there.
Just going out there on that limb.
My goodness.
Means he's going to probably win.
Probably. You know what's funny, though? I was listening to Brian Edwards' explanation of this, and normally I don't say this. Normally I can follow his logic, but I'm like, Brian, Dallas Wilson's not playing. Caden Durham played Louisiana Tech last week, bro. There's not a single reason other than Billy Napier has the Tommy Bowden DNA.
Billy Napier has more lives than cats, and when you think he is dead, he rises from the ashes, and doggone it, he'll probably do it this week. I just don't think so.
The best rationale I heard for Florida has everything to do with LSU, and it was sort of a rhetorical question. Do we know that Blake Baker's got a better defense? Because Troy's defense looked pretty good against Clemson in the first half. And Louisiana Tech moved it a couple times. Pretty well up and down the field against LSU last week. Could possibly be that we it's one of those things where, like, we need another data point to reassess. Mm-hmm. But if that's true, then Florida might be able to move it. I just, like, what about DJ Lagway makes you think that Lagway's just going to, like, is going to score 30 points on LSU? Or that Florida's going to stop LSU to that degree.
Okay, now here's an interesting question from Bradley Neasley. Said, Ben, let's face it, Clemson has looked terrible the first 2 weeks. Do we really think LSU is as good as they are? What is your honest opinion? I still think LSU is a 3-4 loss team. Kind words about the show. Appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
What do you think about LSU right now?
I think LSU's very good. They look like a playoff team to me.
I guess they didn't win by 100 last week, which is okay.
They did what Clemson did and what Georgia did and what a lot of teams did before they play an actual game this week. They have really looked very vanilla and sort of womp-wompy last week.
But I do think it's a fair question.
Yeah.
Because after all, they scored 17 against Clemson, who has now not looked great. And, you know, they won by 21 or something last week. With that said, I think LSU and Florida hate each other.
They do.
Florida plays good against LSU a lot of times, though. LSU has the opportunity to sort of put that foot on the throat this week. And I'm kind of thinking they try to make a statement.
Here's what I know about LSU, and I'm willing to say this without watching every snap of every other team. I'm willing to say that more so than at least the vast majority of the rest of the nation, we saw what an LSU big game plan will look like. We know what they're going to do schematically on both sides of the ball in a big game. That question is still lingering for a lot of teams, for almost every team, as a matter of fact. So I will say that about LSU. No, they didn't look great against Clemson, but some of that might be that they had a big game plan. They did more things. I feel certain about that. They did more things on offense and more things on defense than anybody expected them to do in an opening game. It just, you just don't see that much dumped out there schematically. And so I'm willing to say that we know what LSU looks like when they're really on their P's and Q's and are good enough to go to Clemson and win in a great environment.
Now, this is an interesting perspective on Florida. Texture said, I think South Florida is way better than we think. Florida will keep it very close and have a chance to win. What if that is the case? What if Florida is not as terrible as we think and it was more about South Florida than it was Florida?
That's a good point. To me, that's one of the two. We got a binary here. That's one of the two ways. On the other hand, I took Miami in the contest, laying 16.5 with South Florida, and the reason I did is because I think Miami's lines of scrimmage are much better than Boise State's or Florida's.
Yeah, Bain and company are the one. That was the deciding factor to me. I am worried about this line, though. You could convince me this is too many points.
I mean, could you see 27-13 in this game? Because I could.
I don't know. I'm thinking higher score than that, but you may not. I mean, you may be right. We are, let's see, what are we in this contest? What do you think we are?
I think it's a lot of points. I think it's like 8-4 South Florida.
Oh, do you really? It's 7-5 South Florida.
Okay. I figured because it's 16.5 points, and South Florida did just beat Florida. So I'm thinking even if you think Miami wins, you're thinking, well, a touchdown or 10 points or something like that, a lot of people.
I would be concerned. Is Miami not the type of team that even though South Florida has pulled two quote-unquote upsets over ranked teams, that Miami still takes them lightly? Isn't that the Miami DNA?
I think we should assume some sort
Doggone
of
it,
dramatic.
I'm gonna talk myself out of this.
Oh yeah,
one.
a dramatic underreaction from Miami, not an overreaction to the opponent, but an Oregon overreacts. Okay, Miami underreacts.
This is a 4:30 CW game, biggest game in the history of the CW.
Tom Brenneman, go get it, dude.
The 4:30 probably helps. Because I mean, it is past the wake-up time of those in Florida, so in Miami. So, they probably have a good crowd there.
I think they will. I think South Florida might have some fans.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think that'll be. And let me tell you something: the Miami crowd that went to the Notre Dame game, a lot of Miami fans, more than I thought. They might be actually jacked up for this year.
God, 16.5 is a lot of points.
It's a lot. It's a lot of points. Can I correct one thing before we take our next break? I need to correct the record on one thing. Text from the 82. Maybe people disagree with this. I'm going to say how I feel. If LSU is so good, then why is it they just barely beat a Clemson team that we all agree played so bad? I don't think Clemson played bad on defense in the game. That's the thing. Like people, and I think this is what fans do sometimes. If their offense played bad, then the team played bad. The reason LSU didn't blow Clemson out is because the defense kept them out of the end zone and had two takeaways in the game.
Yeah, and those were big takeaways. See, I mean, I hate to say it like this, but I really feel it. At this point, I think it was more that Clemson was lucky that they were only down 7.
Yes.
Watching the game, it felt like LSU won by more than 7.
Well, and then if the overturn doesn't happen – yeah. On the touchdown, and they missed the field goal, it's 10 or 14 points. It ended up being 7 at the end. So, yeah, I actually think the scoreboard is more forgiving to Clemson than the result. But the fact that Clemson even had the ball with a chance to tie or win it is about the defense. And special teams is good, too. So, I don't think Clemson, like, quote-unquote, played all the way across the board. Were they perfect on defense? No, they weren't. They missed a field goal in there. But the reality is, to me, that the offense was not very good. A lot of that had to do with LSU. And I still think Clemson's trying to get its sea legs back underneath them.
Texas said they read South Florida, Miami nearing a sellout.
No way.
How about that?
Wow.
Then a lot of South Florida fans will be there.
That's right. Look at you. That's some good shade there. We are live here in Westminster at the Hamilton Career and Technology Center, the Considerate Cafe. We'll be saying more about Making My Mark in just a little bit. More on our picks contest as well as Hour 3 continues right after this.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Source. It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at pendletontire.com.
Right now at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, get $400 off your system installation and a free bottle of our signature hot sauce. Pick fire on the mountain or furnace fuel. Just schedule your free estimate with Pete, our field supervisor. He'll help you select the right Armstrong air system, quality comfort you can trust. And make sure you lock in federal tax credits before they expire December 31st. Call Blue Ridge today, ask for Pete, and get your home ready for comfort, savings, and a little spice. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu with new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Looking for a tractor that works as hard as you do? Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pierman Dairy Road or online at mahindraofanderson.com.
Sitting here today with our good friend, Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security, do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join us this Friday night for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. This Friday night takes us to Pendleton High School, where the Bulldogs face off with the Powdersville Patriots in what's become a fun, heated rivalry over the past few years. Join us every Friday night this fall, live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOCAL to get an extra 35 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOCAL for a 35 cents per gallon bonus.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar. Better than any music you'll hear being put on hold. We promise. We are The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour 3 continues talking Making My Mark here at Hamilton Career and Technology Center in the Considerate Cafe. We've had a great time hanging out with some students today. Hal Dunlap has been joining us. Really appreciate him. We'll talk to him a little bit more in a little while about Making My Mark and the mark that they are making in Oconee County and beyond. You know, a texter said the handicapper you have on does not like South Carolina this year. Brian Edwards has been flying the flag for like 2 years on South Carolina. He just likes Vandy more this week.
I have no comment on that.
I mean, that's how I feel about that.
Also, this is important because we get people who will text us about Brian Edwards from time to time. Keep this, unless we're talking about Florida, that would be the exception because he's a Florida fan. Brian Edwards does not make – he is a professional handicapper.
Yes, yes.
Meaning he is strictly about the number. And he is playing numbers and trends. He doesn't care who you are. I mean, he really doesn't. That's why he is a professional and able to make a living. Right?
That's
right. You take emotion completely out of it when you're doing what he does.
That's exactly right. Can I tell you there was one – what was the easiest pick to make in our contest?
But I do kind of think he doesn't like South Carolina.
What's the easiest pick that you made this week?
Let's see.
In our contest. I have an answer on this. It took me no time at all.
Notre Dame, Texas A&M.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd you have?
I took Notre Dame.
Laying them. 6.5.
Yeah. I can't remember what you've probably seen the stat the last time Texas A&M beat a non-conference ranked opponent on the road.
Oh, yeah.
It was like in the 50s.
It was like a long – it was when Texas A&M was last relevant, yeah. Way back.
I do – with that said, I don't think that matters. But Notre Dame played a really good game on the road and lost. They've had to – they've only played one game. You've had 2 weeks to look at a quality opponent and quality tape and make adjustments and get better. And you're at home for the first time. I mean, their home opener is in week 3 in South Bend. That's unheard of. I think all of those sort of somewhat intangibles all point towards Notre Dame.
This is why I was talking to Walt yesterday, and he agreed, and I think we all would agree with this. We need
two good teams, I will say that.
Yes, we need another game to know what we're looking at here with these teams. Like Texas A&M, here's what I think about Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M is worse defensively than they were last year because they've given up points to UTSA and Utah State, too many points. They also have scored a lot against two defenses that have given up a ton of points to the other team that they play. Like UTSA got 50 dropped on their head by Texas State last week. So, like, Texas A&M, I don't know how good they are. I think Texas A&M is not good enough to go to Notre Dame and, like, win 31-20. I'm not sure they're going to win 20-17. So my question about this game is not necessarily can Texas A&M win it. It's does Notre Dame win by a field goal or do they win by a touchdown? That's my thought. With a significant amount of questions remaining about Texas A&M, because what I think is wrong, then I'm going to be really wrong about this game. Mm-hmm. So that's where I am. It was one of the ones that I didn't hem and haw about once I kind of got down to it. But I'm scared that I don't really know what's going on with Texas A&M.
The first one that I actually filled in was Georgia-Tennessee.
That one.
We both took Georgia.
Yeah. And you know what? Based on the way I did a couple of these other games, I should take Tennessee because of the way the spread went. There's lots of value. If you can get a touchdown with Tennessee, lots of value on that.
We are 6-6 on Georgia-Tennessee in our contest.
I mean, look, I understand people have questions about Tennessee. I have no questions about Kirby Smart rocking Josh Heupel to sleep and giving him his widow passy and putting him in a blanket and laying him in his crib. There's absolutely nothing. I have no doubt about that. He owns that guy. He ruins that offense every year. He puts him – I mean, he just totally puts him to bed every year. It happens.
Let me run down the how we all our totals on either on these games, and you tell me which one surprised you. Okay. And I really need to send these to our web people so we can get those posted.
There we go.
Just remembered that I haven't done that yet, so sorry about that. Contest is going 10-2 in favor of North Carolina State.
I may be a little surprised at that just because we're laying a touchdown with a road underdog on a Thursday night. But I'm not surprised that NC State got more than Wake Forest.
10-2 is a little further than I thought, too.
Who and Faxon took the points?
Oh, Faxon's going down with that ship, man. He is on the Wake Forest bandwagon. Who did? Mike and Faxon.
Okay.
You nailed it.
All right. Bingo.
7-5 in favor of Alabama over Wisconsin.
Oh, man. I'm so anti-Wisconsin. Like, Edwards, the quarterback, may not even play. Like, he's been hurt. I can't trust Wisconsin. See, even if I got questions about Alabama, I can't trust Wisconsin.
But can Alabama beat anybody by three touchdowns? Any power four by three touchdowns? Alabama is winning this game. I honestly think it's probably more like 17.
Counterpoint?
Yeah.
Can Wisconsin score a touchdown? They scored 17 at home against Miami, Ohio.
Also a good point.
I mean, you don't have to think Alabama's great to know that Wisconsin scored 17 against Miami, Ohio.
I told you we're 6-6 down the middle, Tennessee, Georgia.
Yep.
Maybe a little surprise here. Pitt at West Virginia. Pitt's a 2-point favorite.
This is now a 7-point spread. 7.5 in favor of Pittsburgh. So this was the easiest one for me.
10-2 in favor of Pitt. We did right.
Oh, yeah. My guy, Zach Alley, the defense coordinator of West Virginia, I feel bad for him. Because that Pitt offense is cooking. They covered for me last week in Central Michigan. I think I'm going to lay him in this. Backyard brawl, like this game is weird sometimes. I just think West Virginia is very bad. I think they are very bad at all the football things. I don't think their roster is very good. I'm not sure Marky all can play. I think Pitt has a significant advantage in this game. The only thing that may get them going is the venom that Rich Rodriguez has for Pittsburgh. That's the only chance that I think West Virginia has in this game.
I told you we are 7-5 in favor of South Florida over Miami.
Okay.
6-6 Arkansas, Ole Miss.
Can I give you a stat on this one?
Please.
I looked this one up. This is nuts.
We are on different sides on this game.
I'm going to give you some numbers. You tell me what you – well, I'm going to convince you to use your accident forgiveness or whatever it is. Arkansas is 10-2 against the spread in the last 12 meetings with Ole Miss with 6 outright wins. 10-2 against the spread. They cover every time against Ole Miss. Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin, not counting 2020. 12-19-2 against the spread in the SEC, and they have lost 7 of their last 9 against the spread in the SEC, including last week against Kentucky. Ben, it's a toughie. It's a real pickle we find ourselves in because I'm not sure Arkansas can play. I'm going to take the over. In fact, the over is in a dock, 61.5. I'm taking the over in this game. The average combined point total last 4 times, I think it's the last 4 times that Ole Miss and Arkansas have played, is 83 points. The average is 83. And the total is 61.5. I think Taylen Green's going to score. I think Petrino's going to dial it up. And I don't care who plays quarterback for Ole Miss. I'm not sure Arkansas's defense is good enough to stop Ole Miss even once.
Notre Dame 7-5 over Texas A&M. We talked about that.
Yep.
LSU, Florida, 11-1 in favor of LSU
in
Death Valley. Sorry. Vandy, 7-5 over South Carolina, and then we are tied Clemson, Georgia Tech.
There's not like one where it's heavily skewed morning or afternoon either. Like, I don't think there's going to be a lot of ground made up this week with one game. What was the game last week where it was way off? Oh, Kansas, Missouri.
Yeah.
That's why the afternoon loss last week is 5 of the 6 of us picked Kansas and 5 of the 6 morning picked Missouri. That's what it was. I haven't even looked at our picks yet before we go to our final segment. Is there anything you've locked in so far? I've got Georgia, Tennessee locked in. Georgia minus 3.5 locked in. I got Arkansas Ole Miss over 61.5 locked in. Is there anything else you have locked in right now?
We both did Georgia-Tennessee. Houston minus 4.5.
Ooh. Colorado's third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
Do we know if he had a dream about this game yet, though?
Well, maybe he did. I mean, he was pretty good. I think Connor Wegman's still a pretty good quarterback. Houston might be the surprise team in the Big 12, Quok.
Willie Fritz can coach.
I just don't – yeah, that one surprised me. And then – oh, this one – what was the other pick? This one – I was shocked by this. Well, and I did – yeah, I didn't put it in the doc yet. Arizona and Houston, what was the line?
Oh, Arizona and Kansas State. It's
Kansas State,
like 1 or 1.5.
Yeah. Kansas State's a favorite on the road at Arizona? What?
Oh, yeah.
I started searching injury reports. Like, what's going on here? But, no, that's legit. So, I mean, I'm in the process of putting that in there. Noah Fifita. Oh, Alabama. Arizona hasn't played anybody yet. Hawaii and Weber State, they forced 5 turnovers, 5 interceptions. Kansas State has no idea who Avery Johnson is, apparently. They've just met him and don't know how to use him as a result. And it's surprising. Arizona's defense has been really good. So, yeah, you give me a home dog against a team that's just not looked good at all, I'm all over that.
I like that one. That line was weird to me, too, and I'll admit, I'm thinking if Kansas State loses this, their whole season's over, and I think they're a little better program than your whole season's over after 4 games.
So,
I don't know that.
One thing I read about that game is that sometimes handicappers will figure that in, that being the team that has more to prove or more to lose sometimes has a rally and a rebound, and there are handicappers who feel like Vegas is actually – kind of pricing that in with Kansas State.
That's interesting. You have any more?
That's all so far.
Okay, very good. In our final segment, we're going to talk to Hal Dunlap about making my mark. Before we do that, let me tell you about our friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Ingles, a great spot for all your tailgating needs, the gas fuels, my travels throughout the upstate. It is a tremendous, tremendous place. Not just a grocery store, Ben, but it is a great experience. You have local produce. You can feel good about supporting local farmers. You have the deli that's incredible with the Boar's Head meats. You have the salad bar, the Ben Milstead honorary salad bar that is sweeping the upstate.
The Ben bar.
It's the Ben bar. That's right, where it has everything that Ben says. And we love it. The people have spoken.
Put the cheese where I tell you to put the cheese.
It's incredible. Go by and see your local Ingles. Again, pharmacy, floral, everything. Starbucks, PSL season, folks, PSL. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
I did have one other, and just because New Mexico plus 15.5, UCLA, just because I don't think UCLA can – beat anybody if I'm 15.5.
Ben, we need Reggie for this one because I too am on New Mexico plus 15.5.
Oh.
We are riding together. Sam, cue Reggie, please.
Does Sam know what that
means? Oh, I thought Sam had the button. Oh, I'm so sorry, Sam.
The yellow that's a pick at the bottom left.
There it is.
Love
that's
it.
Great. That's great. We need it. For New Mexico. I can't believe we're both on New Mexico. I saw that number this week. I was like, what are we doing?
Maybe the first and last time I ever take New Mexico in anything.
Oh, if UCLA wins 24-7, they are dead to me. I'm going to fade them the whole year. All right, final segment, live from the Hamilton Career and Technology Center in Oconee County after this.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger Tailgate Show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, and we've got some exciting news. We're opening something brand new on the square, Four Men on Exchange, your new place for gifts, garment, and gear. While the women's stuff's across the street at Newteek Boutique, we've now got you covered from head to toe at Four Men on Exchange. While we are currently in our pop-up location, as we wait for the new building to be renovated, you can follow along the progress on Instagram and Facebook. Four Men on Exchange, your place for gifts, garments, and gear.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it cry. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plante!
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Wanna get ahead of myself. All right, final segment of the program. Thanks for joining us today. Walter Tula Road Rage 3 to 7 tonight. I'll tell you what, before we bring Hal Dunlap back, man, our night programming is absolutely Rockin' Socks.
Yes, it is.
I think the shows have been terrific. I'm biased because Ashby is I'm like in the bunker with Ashby with the pregame show every week. I think her show on Wednesdays is absolutely dynamite. We know Morgan is awesome. Like, everything is going absolutely spectacular. I loved Tiger Hour with Don and Dabo. I think it's just been incredible, just absolutely incredible.
Find somebody else that's averaging about 14 and a half hours a day of live programming. I'm not talking about in South Carolina. I'm talking about in the nation.
Anywhere. Hal Dunlap, thank you for having us, first of all, by the way.
Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. Got to interact with young people today. And look, they've all got the same concerns. They've all got the same, like, the countenance on their faces, the joy in their hearts. But they know that this is a – there's some gravity, there's some weight to this topic. But the thing that's – that every year, something different, just a little bit when we're talking, it sort of hits me. And today it's the willingness of young people to be ambassadors for hope and joy in their schools. That's what I'm carrying with me today.
And you're making a difference because they're listening. They're repeating what you're saying.
And we didn't coach them up. There was no prepping them for this show. We just told them to go be themselves. And they had a good time for sure. I think it was a good professional experience for our children as well. Plus their message. They've got it. The more responsibility we give to them, the more they deliver. It's always been my belief to ask kids to do more. We did that in basketball. We always felt like our kids in Wahala. We're going to ask them to do more than they think they can do. You know, we can play anybody. Let's go play. So I think our kids are, you know, they're very capable. Let's don't restrict them.
That's a great point. I love that. I love that mentality. One thing I want to ask you about is you talked about you were speaking about high school dropouts and the issue there. That nationally, that's given you guys a platform to talk about making my mark and connecting those two things.
Yes, I do a lot of stress and trauma training at the National Dropout Prevention Center. So we travel across the entire country. We've been from Florida to Alaska. And in those programs, obviously stress and trauma and anxiety and depression are part of the discussion, which fits right into what we do as well. So they give me the flat, but, you know, I'm not there for making my mark. But we do mention making my mark, and we do discuss those things with those teachers as well. So it's been real good.
I think that's all. When you told me that, I thought, man, that's just – the way I see it is it's God opening a door and using that little crack to get that message out there to a broader audience, which I think is just super.
We really do. This, we've got to end this stigma. Mental illness, we've got to reverse how we think about it. That's our biggest challenge for sure. Because really, the world is more primed to more suicides happening than ever. I mean, you know, the odds, the divisiveness, the friction, the mood change. I should be able to come on the air and disagree with you guys on everything you say and still be friends. Mm-hmm. That's not the mentality we have in our country. So the stress and trauma we see, bullying's increasing like crazy, social media. With all this greatness has major problems.
I want to send people to the website, makingmymark.org, where you got information. You could donate. You could get involved, see how you can do that. And I love that people are finding it and they're getting involved. You've got people helping as well, not just giving but also helping spread that message.
Sure. We're doing a football game tomorrow night at West Oak. We'll be speaking to the student body tomorrow during the school day at West Oak. And West Oak's already doing a lot with their students. We'll be at Seneca Monday. And then we'll be at the Seneca football game next Friday night. We're going to be at Earls Grove Baptist Church on Sunday as well. So we're, you know, we a lot of opportunities to spread the word.
If other people want you to come out or making my mark come out, website the best place for that?
Yeah, or just call me, 864-247-1567. So
247-1567.
Yeah, just
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, so we.
Quark could say that really fast.
247-1567.
That's good.
Void where prohibited.
We do a lot of things at rotaries and clubs and schools and classes and whatever people ask us to do, we try to accommodate.
One thing I know that we can agree on is Clemson football Saturdays are great.
Absolutely.
And you got to look your best, right? You got to look your best. You got to get the new Clemson swag. You got to make sure you have it. Tiger Sports Shop's your place, people. TigerSports.com. Go see him. Two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123, or TigerSports.com. I like going on the website. Ben, you turned me on to this. You go on the website, you see what's there, and if it's not in store, you just order it. If it is in store, you can go get it and probably buy 5 to 12 other things to take home.
I have to drive past there going home from here. Might just stop.
Easy right turn with the angle parking.
Yeah.
Very little effort right there. Very little effort. TigerSports.com. Go and see them. If you're going to Atlanta, wear something new at Tiger Sports Shop. Can I hesitate to do this. I don't want to trigger you, okay? We need to have a Brian Snicker conversation here, okay? I know you saw the quote. I know you did. Where Brian Snicker was non-committal about decommitting from his professional career and saying, you know what, if they'll have me, I'd love to do this again next year.
And then Alex Santopoulos says there has not been conversations about his future, which he better be lying.
I mean, Ben, what are we – is he's going to make them fire him. Why would you not just go gracefully?
No, and he said there AA said he'll always be part of this organization in some way. Well, come on. We gotta have a heart to heart here.
Let's play out pros and cons, okay? Let's play out pros and cons, okay? Which is better, to be fired and have a statement come out and say, you're such a great member of our franchise or whatever, and then come back in 5 years and get inducted into the Hall, and then, you know, Freddie Freeman appears because he wants to be in Atlanta more than he wants to be in L.A., so he skips the Dodgers game, he flies in, he gives Snicker a big hug, okay? Or just announce it now, and then the last home game of the season, you get a big send-off, they have a sellout crowd, it's a standing ovation, thank you for the World Series, also thank you for not being here next year, so we'll be better, and everyone gets to do what they want to do. What is better, to just hang on for dear life and try to go out on a winning note, or just go out now?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard for those guys. He's been a Brave in some way his entire life. It's hard to walk away.
Disaster.
And that's why you have to help him sometime.
Let me give you
like
four.
Like a career politician. Sometimes you need your wife to say no. No.
Because what we all want is to be compared in our lives to a career politician. Yeah. There's no dirtier word in the American lexicon right now than career politician. Let me give you four names. If it's not Snicker.
I wasn't thinking of anybody in particular
at
all.
No, of course not. Of course not. Don't let your family make you stay on. Walt Weiss. Your thoughts on Walt Weiss. A great Rocky shortstop, man, back in the day.
Walt Weiss strikes me as one. If it was a football coach, you would say he's a career defensive coordinator. Not ever going to be a head coach.
Bench coach, not head coach.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Walt.
All right. Former Cubs manager David Ross.
Better.
I like catchers being coaches. Yeah. I like that. It's a good three-way there.
Never thought about him, but better.
I think he would do a good job. MLB Network analyst and
– No. Sorry. Who?
Let me finish. And I think he's the coach of Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. Mark DeRosa.
No.
No?
No.
His guys
When's the last time that worked?
Somebody
came out of the TV booth.
What happened the last World Baseball Classic, and I'll tell you if Mark DeRosa can coach. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Somebody came out of the TV. Let's see. Never.
I know it happened. Never. But.
Here's the last one. Skip Schumacher, 2022 NL Manager of the Year with the Marlins.
Yeah.
Former Cincinnati Red.
Yeah.
Okay. He's currently in the Rangers front office. Those are the four names that Buster Olney threw out yesterday in a piece at ESPN.com. If it's not Snicker. But here's what he says, though. Here's what he says. It starts with, if Snicker steps down.
Oh.
And so then we have these quotes. He says, this is what he says in the open of this, okay? Snicker will turn 70 next month, and by all accounts, it's his call as to whether he'll return as Atlanta skipper next season. While he told ESPN prior to this past Sunday Night Baseball that he hasn't made a decision on that yet, he mentioned spending time with his grandkids and places where he'd like to travel. Friends of Snicker in the game believe that this will be his last year as manager after 10 years at Atlanta.
I would say if I was Alex Anthopoulos, I would say either – you got to come to the realization if I don't make a change this year, we're both going to be out next year.
Okay. Okay. I think ownership could do that.
Well, I think for the Braves, if they have to fire somebody, they're cleaning house. And that's what I'm thinking.
I think you're right about that. Hey, final minute. Do you have any thoughts on Commanders-Packers tonight? I gave you a couple underdog plays in there, but.
I think that's going to be an entertaining game. The world really loves the Packers right now, and for good reason. But I think the Commanders are a good team, too. I mean, what's the line here? I'm going to guess Packers by 4.5,
I'm
going to
say Packers 3.5. I have not even looked at it. It is Packers 3.5.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I think it's going to be a really
field
fun
goal
game.
Type game.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm doing vibes and not X's and O's. Vibes are super high with both of these. I mean, like, the Packers are sky high in the football world. And the Commanders, like, you know, last week they beat the Giants, held them to 6. I'm not saying that makes them world beaters, but the defense is good. I think Jaden Daniels got some things going there. I like both of these. This, honestly, unpopular take, could be NFC Championship preview.
I don't think that's unpopular.
I think both of these teams could do it. Hal Dunlap, thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
No matter how dark it gets, stay. Tomorrow needs you.
I love it. Great message to end with. Thanks to the folks here at the Hamilton Career Technology Center for having us as well. Thanks to the kids for feeding us. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how